So let yourself, get yourself into just a really comfortable position. And if you have the japa beads, have them in your hand. If you don't have japa beads, you can actually just use your if you want to, you can use your fingers, like with your thumb, touch your index finger, then your next finger, then your next finger, then your next finger, then your index finger again, then next finger, next finger, next finger, until you find that those beads, those finger beads, are not necessary anymore. So if you want to use that, you can. And if you don't have any beads or don't want to use the fingers as beads, that's fine too. So let yourself get into a really comfortable position. Let your body just relax. And just bring in a feeling of gratitude towards your body, toward even having a body. And what a wonder it is, really. And so as you let your body relax, just suggesting it to relax and let go of any attention, do that with a feeling of gratitude for all that your body does for you day in and day out. You can take some deep breaths just to oxygenate the body, to bring in some fresh air. And sometimes we use the exhale just to get rid of any stress or tension. And also let your mind be free to just wander. And give your mind that freedom to think and to feel and to imagine, with you as a grateful witness, as a good friend, as though you're a good friend to your mind, appreciative and respectful, and interested and curious. The mind also is a wonder that we have this instrument. So give the mind just a moment to relax and wander about. You may have things that you're concerned about or worried about, things that need to be done when you get home or in the morning, kind of a laundry list of concerns, of things you want to remember or take care of. And just give your mind the freedom to list all of those things and remind you of what needs to be done or what its concerns are. And there might also be some, I call little children in the mind, the deeper levels of the mind and the unconscious, different parts of your psyche that may have something they want to tell you. And so you can just address the unconscious saying, is there anybody inside that has anything they want to tell me? And the unconscious parts of your psyche will hear that and they'll tell you. But when you address them, address the unconscious as, as a friend. A friend who cares and who has respect and only wants to be a friend, wants to help. And then the unconscious will come into relationship with you, will trust you. So just ask, does anybody inside have anything they want to tell me? And this exercise does open up a relationship with a deeper part of your psyche that is one you can develop and foster, actually. Let it speak to you, whatever it has to say. Sometimes it'll surprise you. Okay, if you're in the middle of a conversation, see if you can say goodbye until another time. And you can come back and finish any conversation that you've started or any parts or wanting to spend time with you. It would be really useful to take up the inner work, that inner conversation again at another time. If the unconscious knows that you're willing to give it some time, it will greatly appreciate it. You'll notice a change in your whole disposition once you start coming into relationship with your unconscious. So now I'm going to ask you to do something that may not make too much sense. Let me explain it. I'm going to give you a series of numbers that I want you to add and subtract, like 5 plus 4 plus 2 minus 3. I'll do a whole series of numbers just for a few moments. And I want you to notice where that addition and subtraction is taking place as we do it. What it does is the addition and subtraction, simple as it is, helps to get rid of the superficial mind, kind of the fluctuating, fluttering mind, because that superficial mind can't do addition and subtraction. It would get lost in that process. And so notice where the addition and subtraction is taking place, and that's where we're going to be focusing, well, on, that's where we'll actually be putting the mantra inside. So just try this for a few moments. If you get lost in your addition and subtraction, just start over from wherever you are. 5 plus 4 plus 1 plus 5 plus 1 plus 3 plus 5 plus 10 minus 3 plus 5 plus 10 minus 15 minus 5 plus 3 plus 2 plus 10 minus 9 plus 1 minus 5 minus 5. So join me as I start doing this mantra. Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Om Namah Shivaya,
Om Namah Shivaya.
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 Okay, but notice this. Let me do it for two or three times and then catch on with me. Om Namah Shivaya. 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 Let your mind absorb into the silence between the mantras and see if you can notice the underlying silence to the mantra as we go on. Om Namah Shivaya. 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 I'm going to let you chant this mantra silently to yourself. And you can go at different speeds, whatever your psyche is asking for. Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Om Namah Shivaya. When you're chanting it silently, see if you can do it without moving your vocal cords. One way to accomplish that is to start out saying it internally, very quickly, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, but only in your mind. And as you do that, let the mantra fill your mind so the whole mind is being flooded by the mantra. And you can work toward having more space between the mantras. And at some point, the mantra will want to fall off and you'll want to just sit in silence. So let's give ourselves a little bit of time to work on our own with the mantra, saying the mantra internally. Okay, let's start.